This is Charles Hill with your Saturday lunchtime news, sport and weather on RTL Today. The Luxembourgish non-profit organisation, Noël de la Rue, held their first soup kitchen last night in the station area, with volunteers distributing over 170 bowls of hot vegetable noodle soup to people living on the street, along with an early visit from St. Nicolas, who gave out tangerines and chocolate. The number of people who need these meals is unfortunately increasing year on year, with Vice President Françoise Reuter saying she is surprised by how much Luxembourgish she heard spoken amongst those enjoying the meal. Noël de la Rue will host a Christmas dinner for those who find themselves without a home, cooking for around 400 people, and will continue to serve hot dinners on evenings throughout the month. In international news, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is heading to Israel today for his first visit since taking office, aiming to reaffirm traditionally solid ties that have been shaken during the war in Gaza. Merz, who took power in May this year, has repeatedly criticised Israel's relentless military campaign, which has killed tens of thousands of Palestinians. Before leaving Berlin on Saturday morning, Merz spoke with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, where he underlined German support for a two-state solution, but urged Abbas to push through urgently necessary reforms of the PA in order to play a constructive role in the post-war order. Pope Leo XIV told new ambassadors to the Holy See earlier today that the Vatican would not be a silent bystander to human rights abuses around the world. The comments are one of the clearest yet in revealing the philosophy of the US Pope, who was elected head of the world's Catholics in May following the death of Pope Francis. And gunmen have stormed a hostel in South Africa's capital, Pretoria, killing at least 11 people, including three children. Local police said that 25 people in total were shot, with 14 hospitalised, in the latest of a string of mass shootings in the country. Now, in sport, the draw for next year's Men's Football World Cup took place in Washington, D.C. last night, with superstar strikers Erling Haaland and Kylian Mbappe set to come head-to-head, as their teams Norway and France were drawn together in Group I. Group L sees England and Croatia drawn together in a meeting between two of the top 10 ranked FIFA sides. And in cricket, tail-ender Mitchell Starc frustrated England with a brilliant 77 to put Australia in charge in the third day of the second Ashes test in Brisbane, the hosts finishing at 511 all-out. England are currently at 123 for 4 in reply. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather. The cold, wet and grey conditions continue into lunchtime, with cloudy skies and occasional rain forecast throughout the day. Current temperatures are around 5 degrees, rising to a maximum of 8 later on.